Here's a red letter date in the history of science. November 5th, 1955.
Students don't have to build a time machine, but they are being asked to write about a big question facing the field of physics today. Why does time only move forward and not backward?
Why is time special? What makes it different from everything else?
Dr. Michael Wood is chair of the Canisius College Physics Department. He tells WBFO News they want students to ponder the nature of time.
But time is the only one that only goes forward. You can only go forward in time. You can't go back in time. You know, you can go left and then you can go right. You can go up and then you can go down. You can change your direction in space. But unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, we only go forward. We only get older. So we want to, you know, students to think about it. You know, why is time special? What makes it different from everything else?
The Canisius College Big Physics Question is a chance for high school students to think on a college level and beyond.
I've met a number of students. One of them... He actually came to me and showed me that he built his own computer from scratch. And another student who, you know, he wanted to know how a TV worked. And so he took it apart. And what he found was that the only thing wrong with this broken TV was that there was a couple capacitors that were broken.
The essays must not exceed 500 typed words. Graphs, tables, and equations are encouraged, but not required. Students must submit their essays by January 10th. One winner will be announced February 15th on the department's Twitter page at KenUPhysics. Wood says the essay will be judged on creativity, clarity, and feasibility.
And critical thinking. So we're really kind of looking for students to be knowledgeable, but not really regurgitate, you know, something that they saw on Wikipedia or they read in a textbook. And we want to have their own ideas. We want to see what the students are thinking about. And, you know, what they can come up with.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.